You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Here we go. It is... Friday, the 21st of September. We've got a new voice on fakeologist.com. Rachel's just left. She's sweet. I've got a new voice, Lovecraft. G'day, mate. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah. Okay. So how did you find fakeologist.com and how old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
27 years old. Okay. And you're from Sweden, right?
Right.
Okay, so 27 means that you were 10 years old on 9/11. Tell me what you think about the tower collapses.
Well, it looked very suspicious that those twin towers, they collapsed like totally vertically. Like it looked like it was a planned demolition. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many footage of how they demolish or like destroy a tower. Like, for example, a very old town. And they would always collapse vertically. Like, they wouldn't fall on sides. The same happened in 9/11, and that looked very suspicious.
Okay, so, yeah, so the top-down collapse, it's sort of like a tree turning to sawdust.
All right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And, nobody died, nobody got hurt. Do you think people died that day?
If this whole thing was staged, I suppose, like, I think no people have died, but since I have no, like, I myself cannot prove or disapprove that the people have died, there weren't anyone at all there, so I mostly, like, look into the incident, how it happened, like, I mean, how the buildings fell and about those hijacked plans. I do not think much about whether actually people or not, that's not that much important.
That is not interesting to you. What's more interesting is the actual collapses is what we saw on television.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it was, there was a lot of CGI going on there as personally, but because like I've said it a million times, steel dissipates. Here we go. Back up.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
There we go, Jennifer Spell, and it is 9 in the morning, and we are joined by Lovecraft from Sweden, and keep going, man. Did it change your life? Did in any way? Like, did it wake you up to?
You mean 9/11?
Yeah, 9/11. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Media fakery. Exposing one PSYOP at a time. This is what the site's all about.
Well, back then when it happened, nope, it didn't immediately change my anything about me. But later on when I grew a bit older and I started to look into that because everyone was talking about it, even after a long time after that happened, people were still talking about it. And then I've got my first computer. I went into internet. Like I had I've got access to internet and started looking up on this case. And I have found so many conspiracy theories and controversial stuff about that. I've seen the footage of the collapse itself, like in details. And I've got myself lots of questions for this. Like the most obvious thing for me was how could those two gigantic towers fall vertically, like how they would collapse vertically just because some planes crashed into them.
Mm-hmm.
Still to this
it's insane, isn't it? It's to think that, all right, they crashed into the top part of the steel building like that, and it's built like a fly screen in Australia. We have exactly. a thing called fly screen. It's like poking a hole in fly screen. There's no way. It's absolutely impossible that, unless there were shape charges to bring it down. But then, again, the magic trick was that they turned the towers into sawdust and it sort of disappeared. And you have your Judy Woods and your different experts like Jim Fetzers and whatnot that are trying to explain away something or obfuscate is the word. Do you know what obfuscate means? Rather than the media was totally involved. Military media were totally part of it, and that's where September Clues comes in. And if you haven't watched September Clues is a fabulous film. He's done two versions, 2007, 2008, and anyone who's new and is listening to fakeologist.com, yeah, go and do yourself a favor and watch that, and you'll just see exactly. It's got some lovely music there too, by the way. Simon Shack's a great musician. That's all I can say about that. It's just the collapse is just it just anyone with a rational mind and knows how steel works, knows that these buildings are massive. And you know, there's like how much of it's got to be underneath the ground, and they didn't fall over sideways or whatever. And then you had Building 7. Do you remember Building 7? Wasn't even hit by a plane, and for some reason came down. It's like friggin' a block away. Do you remember that?
Like about Building 7, I don't recall much, but
I've heard much
more about the Pentagon building.
Oh yeah, you can talk about that too. That all like the Pentagon's got cameras everywhere. Okay, and do you know what the Pentagon released? 5 frames, and you don't even see a plane.
Yeah, exactly. There was no footage of a plane crashing into Pentagon, and that was very suspicious as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you read the 9/11 Commission report? Have you read it?
No, unfortunately, I haven't read that.
Read that. Read that for a laugh. It's a bad Tom Clancy novel. That's what it is. Yeah, so you've got this 757 like flying into the side of the Pentagon. Like, hold on. If you're going to be a terrorist, wouldn't you fly it straight down? Pentagon's a flat building. I mean, they're taking the piss. Yeah, the Pentagon's just, I know. I've tried saying this stuff till I'm blue in the face to people for years, but what do? You just suck it in. You would, before we were off air, you mentioned some Russians and poisoning or whatever. Like, what's that all about? That's fairly new. What's that going on there?
Well, it's the case with poisoning in the English city of Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, official news claim that two Russian spies, Mr. Boshiev and Mr. Petrov, went to the city of Salisbury to poison another ex-Soviet spy. His name is Mr. Skripal, but they failed their mission, and they poisoned not just Mr. Skripal, but his daughter as well, and they got caught on the hidden cameras everywhere, so they had revealed their true identities, their faces at least. And after their real faces were shown on the British television, Mr. Putin, he had a meeting with, can I say, President of China, but his actual position isn't called President. But anyway, he said on that meeting that we have found those two guys, so I will ask them to show themselves to give an interview. So after that, those two guys go to Russian state television, RT, Russia Today, and the journalist's name who took the interview from them, her name is Miss Margarita Simonyan, and she also works for the Russian state. So, in my opinion, that whole interview is not just hilarious, it's also staged. And since I can speak Russian, to me it looked so obvious that this whole thing was staged. The questions were scripted. She asked them only things that they were written in the plot, you know, in the script. So, like for myself, like after watching that interview, it looks very suspicious. I think Russia meddled into Britain's territory, and Russia actually tried to poison and kill that Mr. Skripal.
Wow.
I still don't know why. How they would benefit from poisoning a retired spy, Soviet spy? But I still haven't found any answer to that, even logical ones.
Yeah, I mean, logic is. So you speak fluent Russian, do you? Like, so if I say, "Hello, I'm Lovecraft. You're listening to Fake Oldest Radio on FakeOldest.com. Can you say that fluently in Russian?
All right. Привет, меня зовут Lovecraft. Я слушаю FakeOldest.com.
Okay, so I think you got it out there the first time, so we'll try it again. So I'm Lovecraft from Sweden. You're listening to Fake Oldest Radio on FakeOldest.com in Swedish. No, not in Swedish, in Russian.
Yeah, should I repeat it again or what?
Yeah, if that's okay by you.
All right. Привет, меня зовут Lovecraft. Я слушаю FakeOldest, передачу FakeOldest на сайте FakeOldest.com.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Can you do it in Swedish as well?
Swedish? I can try. Hello, jag heter Lovecraft och jag lyssnar på FakeOldest TV på webbsidan FakeOldest.com.
You actually turned into a dark. I think you're. I'm going to ask you to do take two on the Swedish version. Take two.
Yeah. Wait a second, please. I've been for it.
Yeah, so good.
One day I read before.
No worries. It is actually 9:11 in the AM right now here in Australia. It's 9:11 AM, which is our favorite subject here at FakeOldest.com. We are joined by Lovecraft. Lovecraft is he's from Sweden, speaks Russian, speaks Swedish, and speaks English. So I can only do one of those things. I can speak a little bit of English.
English sucks. So.
Nah, dude, you're doing well, sir. Yeah, one more time in Swedish.
All right. Hey, jag heter Lovecraft och vi är på. Fuck.
No, that's all right. Take two.
All right. Hey, jag heter Lovecraft och vi är på FakeOldest TV på webbsidan FakeOldest.com.
Good stuff. Nailed it. And he took two takes.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, man. In the sense of humor, I mean, we talk about serious subjects here. I mean, when we're talking about, you know, espionage and Russians poisoning people and the tower collapses being fake, I mean, that's a serious subject. So to have a lighthearted look at it, you know, as you get older, because I'm 48, you're only 27, so... I just appreciate young people that are taking interest in media fakery and what does Donald Trump call it? Fake news or whatever. So, what are your thoughts on that guy? Do you like him? Do you love him or hate him? Or what?
Well, I certainly like him more than the previous president, Obama.
Yeah.
They haven't.
Oh, you're talking about Barry Obama. He was given a Nobel Peace Prize or something for killing people.
Yes, that's hilarious.
Whereas Donald Trump was like, one of my favorite things he did was he got in and slammed Vince McMahon in like pro wrestling. Like he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah, I like Donald Trump. I think he was badly treated. Whatever he said was taken out of context with... Now, when they recorded him saying he grabbed a woman on the pussy or something. Whoever recorded that, it needs to hang their head in shame and used it for their own nefarious purposes. I think Donald Trump's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. He sucks up. He sucks up to Israel a bit too much for my liking, but apart from that, he's okay. Yeah.
But don't all American presidents suck up to them?
They do, don't they? Yeah, it's just, apart from that, you know, I don't think Trump has, he's a lover, not a fighter. There's something about him that's just too great. I mean, if Hillary Clinton got the job, yeah, I know that sometimes people think that they've chosen whatever, but if she got it, I mean, there was nothing that came out of her mouth that wasn't hateful. She was nasty, just nasty, whereas I can enjoy Trump, and I hope Trump actually gets it 2020 as well.
Well, I hope as well.
Yeah, two-termer. Yeah.
Well, if previous presidents deserved that, he deserves that as well.
Mm. I mean, Bush's father only got one term, didn't he? The senior, he only got one term, and apparently he's a total creepo. But the whole house of they're all. I don't know. I think Trump is just something different. He's not part of the. I don't look at Trump as a Republican. I look at him as a media. Personality and he knew how to do it. He knows how to do it, and he makes me happy every time I see him. Even if he's doing something stupid, I laugh and enjoy it. Yeah.
Yes, there you are, actually.
Yeah. Putin too, I don't think is bad. I think Putin's a sense of humor as well. I saw him at the World Cup. I thought he's enjoying himself and. I don't think he's a bad guy, but I don't think, is Putin the actual president now, or is he just there as a sort of figurehead? I don't know enough about politics. Okay. Love.
Officially, he's like a real president, but there are lots of rumors that he doesn't have any actual power, but there are some people behind him pulling strings, and I don't know actually, but.
Here at fakeologist.com, I've spoken to Frank and Abbott and a lot of them. They just say they're just actors playing a part, which I can fully believe, but they've still got to be held accountable. So my thoughts on 9/11 is even though nobody died, nobody got hurt in the actual event, I still think our actor here in Australia, John Howard, and in England, Tony Blair and Stephen Harper up there in Canada, and whoever else was in on the stage play, needs to be held accountable because it traumatized a lot of people, me included. I was traumatized by 9/11, and I couldn't talk to my friends, and I still can't talk to my friends about no planes hitting the towers. It was a TV magic trick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like if you say this, you will be immediately like labeled as a conspirologist and like mm-hmm. not a sane person. Like, so that's mm-hmm. why I usually avoid discussing about these topics with most of my acquaintances.
But you can do it here. You will not be labeled a conspiracy theorist here. You
know? Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's absolutely nice, isn't it? Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've been called a conspiracy theorist. I used to carry a bit of paper in my wallet, and I said, look, to strangers, without a camera, I should have had a camera on them at the time. I said, I can make you say a word easily, or a term easily, and they go, oh, no way. And I go, yeah. Do you know no planes hit the towers on 9/11? Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then I pull the piece of paper out. It's got conspiracy theorist written right there. You've been taught to say that. This is a classic. Yeah. You're here on Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. I'm here with Lovecraft from Sweden. He speaks Russian. Perfect Russian. Yeah. And
it's
lovely to have a new voice.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else on your mind? Anything else, like, apart from Russians being poisoned, fake poisoned or whatever on there? Like, you can talk about whatever you want. Is there anything else that's bugging you? Is there any in the media, like Media Factory, you've got to keep it sort of on topic a little bit.
Like, I haven't got anything specific, but like I think generally the media, all the media these days are used for subversion of people. They just spread some fake news and stuff to change our opinions, to control us.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Do you think like CNN, Fox, and all the, you know, the big ones, like, you know, CBS, ABC, CNN, all of us are losing their power and they're worried about it?
Yeah, it's the same in Sweden as well. Like, thanks to the alternative media, they have started to lose their power, and they're very afraid of that. They want to get back their former viewers by saying a bit more than they usually did. So, but it's not working, for, at least in Sweden.
Mm. Good. Good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I actually wish that at least the Swedish state media, they would fall and don't get any support from the state, because the things they say, it's not the truth. It's just what fits the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they never report on any criminal cases that happened due to immigration. It's just forbidden. It's a thing that they are not allowed to say.
Right. Yeah, here in Australia, one of the classics is how politicians have massive perks. Like here in Australia, you've got Labor and Liberal here in Australia. It's Republican and Democrat in America. Right? Here in Australia, it's called Labor and Liberal. They're the two parties, right? Mm-hmm. And anyone who dares question how much perks, how many perks that they get, either side will not talk about it. Like, someone had the temerity, and I loved it, when they went up to, I think it was, what was his name? It's not coming to me. And they wouldn't talk about it. They won't talk about once you are in power, what a cushy life you have. And they don't do much. They don't do much work. And they, for the most part, don't know what the fuck's going on anyway at a local level. They've got no fucking idea. They just sit there and go, yay! And like, whether they're in the, you know, House of Representatives or in the Senate, I don't care. These guys have no clue. But what they do know is that they've got life on easy street once you're in there. Now, whether they're elected or not. Would you vote for me, Lovecraft? Would you vote for me?
Would I? What? Sorry, come again.
Would you vote for me to be president of the world?
Well, why not? Like, but it's, I don't know, actually. But it depends on what you would promise me as a voter.
I will promise you the truth. The truth is, be free to say what you want and do what you want, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else while you're doing it. You're not ripping someone off. You're not yelling fire in a crowded theater. You just be who you are. Learn to play a musical instrument. Learn to construct buildings, and learn to understand media fakery, and learn not to try to deceive people with things on television. Don't do that. And then learn to make people laugh. Have a laugh. You can look at 9/11 and have a laugh. No one died. No one got hurt. It was a movie. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Well, telling truth to everyone these days, it's a luxury, because people can take it. It will be immediately labeled as a psycho.
Mm.
So yeah, if you would promise.
Back in the day,
I would vote for it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, back in the day. Keep going. I'll keep cutting you off. You know, a luxury.
Yeah, telling truth these days is a luxury. I can't tell all the truth I know or I believe in to my friends or to my relatives. I just have to keep those things to myself.
And also, that's the Oh, God, how hard is that, isn't it? Isn't it?
But it is. But there is a group of people who are extremely aggressive when you try to discuss with them certain topics, and that group is religious people. Whenever we try to tell them that, question the existence of God, they get crazy, they start to offend, start to threaten to kill you. Yeah. But among the religious folks, the most angry ones, the most intolerant ones are, in my opinion, Muslims. I do not want to sound racist or anything, I'm not. But like, whenever I try to discuss religion with Christian or Buddhist, even if they didn't like what I said, they would still tolerate it and hear me out. Hear me out what I've got to say, but doesn't work that way with Muslims. They get offended very easily, no matter what topic is, if it's somehow related to their religion. They start to, they just want to that you would shut up and do not question their religion.
Yeah, well, do you know what I did once? When I was young and stupid. This is what I said. I forget his name. I used to work at a pizza place, and I said I kept a copy of the Quran next to my toilet. So when after I finished taking a dump, I'd pull pages out and wipe my bum with it. And God, that offended him so much. They had to hold him back from wanting to kill me. I was young. I was 19 years old. I mean, don't know what you're saying back then. Oh my God! And the guy was the gentlest, nicest guy I'd ever met. And don't say that you pull pages of the Quran out and wipe your bum with it to a devout Muslim. But before we move on, there was a lovely my father, right? My father was a clever guy. And I tried to tell him that nuclear bombs were a hoax or not real. it was like a religion to him. Like, no, nukes are real. I'm going, no, they're not. How can they, like, this fallout thing be real? Like, if they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki and they rebuilt it straight afterwards, this fallout thing, it's got to be a hoax. Like, it's just got to be. There's like a guy called Jesse War that made a video called Nuke Lies. Have you seen that? Nuke Lies?
No, I haven't seen that, but I will
watch it definitely. Yeah. I'll put it into the live stream show notes. Yeah. So, yeah, your thoughts on nukes. Yeah, go for it.
Lovecraft. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your thought on nuclear weapons. I mean, you don't have to agree with me. You can disagree with me, and it doesn't have to be an agree fest.
Yeah, but there is one thing that I agree with you on, is that how on earth, after the nuclear bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, those cities were rebuilt and people still live in the same place, aren't the nuclear waste, like, isn't it the fallout, isn't it contaminating, like, how people still live there and don't die? I don't get it.
Nah, that makes no sense, and I think that's where Jesse War needs a big pat on the back. He did say that he was in Lower Manhattan, and I'm not sure about his Lower Manhattan story, but do you remember like bands when they have a really good first album? That's their best stuff.
Yep.
And they try to do a second album, and you go, ooh.
Yeah,
they use their best stuff already. I think that's the way. I look at Jesse War, I go, you use your best stuff already, mate. don't try and bullshit me that you're in Low Manhattan. Or if he was, don't try and bullshit me with what you say. Okay. Oh, dear. He called, I don't know, he called me a whole lot of nasty names after that interview, but that was fun. it's okay. He could call me anything you want. Just don't call me late for dinner, as Ab always says. Call me anything you want. Don't call me late for dinner. Like I call my wife from when I'm at a brothel. Yeah, she doesn't like that. I'm saying I'm having so much fun. Yeah. So what else? Fakeholders.com. We discuss media fakery one slap at a time. The moon landing. Lovecraft, moon landing. What do you think? Did we go or didn't we go?
I think we didn't. But again, I don't have any like real any proofs or evidences to prove either of those claims. But I believe we didn't, since we never repeated it after that. Why don't we go to the moon now these days?
Yeah, exactly. We went there from what 69 to 72, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and never went back. And how did they get the car onto the lunar lander? It looks like a third grade science project. Thank you for that. That was fast value. Gave me that term. Yeah. It's hilarious. We've been joined by Typo. Typo, you want to unmute? I haven't spoken to him for a while. G'day, mate. Typo.
G'day. Good evening.
G'day. Typo. Typo's from England. Meet Lovecraft. Lovecraft. Typo. Typo's.
Yeah. That's why I came in. Lovecraft, does he believe in ancient beings that we can't even possibly comprehend? That might have us in the grasp and throw us into the abyss. I got it all wrong, Ian. Possibly not. I've got a big red thing next to me, but there you are. Must be breaking up in room 33, Roller. Hey, no worries. Sorry for being fractious. I cringe when I listen back, hence my angst, I guess, smiley face. That was Tom Lee 27, yesterday, at 9:01. If he'd have waited 10 minutes, it would have been 9:11. No, you can't hear us. Has he gone for a smoke? What are you doing wrong again, Nancy? Yes, Lothar. The Call of Cthulhu and such. But you doing, you going to have your ear done? Come here. Oh, you're going to sit on the pants as well. Come here. Oh, come here. What the hell, meow? It's not listening to the lobby on radio. See, you can't hear anybody nowadays. Where am I? One, two, disco. Verified, Chad 628. It can be verified in a name long. Chad 628. That means there's 627 other Chads. Soon unverified. What makes you suspicious? Anyway, top of the list. Fucking uncanny. I'm rolling down there.
All right, guys. It's 1:30 a.m. here, and I'm very sleepy, so I think I got to go and take a good nap.
Are you going, love?
Coming back in. Yeah, off, love.
I got
thirsty.
Sorry.
All right, mate. Look, thanks for joining us. Fake Olds Radio on fakeolds.com.
Yes, hope to hear from you in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for
having me. What was he talking about?
Keep it real, Lovecraft. Yeah, he's a Swedish guy that actually speaks Russian, and he's just so brilliant, with the... So he's done his Fake Olds Radio on fakeolds.com.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, it's good to talk to you again, Typo. I hope you get back over there soon. And
you'll be off for a cigarette in a minute, won't you?
I already just smoked up, Johnny. I smoked up already.
I've got to go now. I'm working on it's not me masterpiece or anything.
Yeah, okay.
I'm working on it. Oh, yeah, certainly. Anyway, it's not against you. But you have a habit of saying, I've got to go now. I've got to go now, right?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
No, you haven't got to go now.
Rachel was talking about, lovely Rachel from Liverpool, was talking about Brexit before. And this new thing that's coming in into the EU, it's this, what's it called? It's... proclamation where they're going to be able to, they're banning freedom of speech. What do you know?
Is it for the citizens of the EU, is it? Do you have to be a citizen of the EU or whatever they call it?
I'm not an expert at it. I wish Rachel was back, but she got scared off as soon as I dragged Streamerbot in.
What was that?
Yeah. I dragged three of them.
Yeah. What did she get scared, Andrew?
She's okay. She's okay. She'll be back. She's hooked.
Sure, she's hooked. She had some very interesting research, I heard, the other day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I was cooking, so I couldn't focus on it. Other than that, you're outstanding, Rona. You've not taken a breath for a couple of days. Keep it coming. How's the Vox Pop thing doing? Have you managed to do it?
Oh, yeah. I've got a heap of stuff in the can. I was really, really drunk with, what's his name? The guy from New Zealand. I'm not sure whether I'll put the link in the general section. It can't actually be verified. Psychologist.
You better get the robot in some guns there. Hey, what about Edmund Hillary? He's from New Zealand, isn't he?
Oh, he climbed Mount Everest. Is that what you're talking about?
No, you were talking about you had a chat with a friend.
What was the highest mountain before Mount Everest was discovered?
Oh, is that finger on the button? Do we get a quiz?
Like K2, right. It's still Mount Everest. It wasn't. Mount Everest is still the tallest one.
You've got to tell me what the prize is before I enter into a quiz.
No prizes here. No prizes here, mate. No prizes here unless you just want to pay like $1.19 a month and help Ab out on his,
I don't know. Did they do a raffle at the end of the month? Like high side chats? Wasn't a bit of a kickback off old high side?
John Levon and high side having a chat about.
Yeah, they got on like a house on fire, didn't they?
Didn't they? Yeah. They apparently rated really well.
Like, smoking a smoke. Having a little joke, yeah? Always like that. I forget his name. Is it Harwood? What's his name? Greg
Yeah.
Breaking on through to the other side.
Yeah.
So what's Tom Murray about then?
Tommy Delphi.
Yeah, 901, which could have been 9/11 if he'd timed it properly. he said, at Rolo. Oh, I'll go at Frank the Salt Guy, funny enough. Can't you record this? Because I can't ask him. He asked me what I thought about that video.
Give me a sec. I just want to check, make sure it's all working right.
By way of an audio apology rather than trying to type in it.
All right, yeah. Yeah, do it now. Yeah, do it.
Do what?
Who needs to apologize to who? I don't mind.
Not apologise. Never say sorry. Never say, it's quite the same. Frank asked me my opinion of with one of those dot at type of, you know, when you get the at, it's a mention. Mm. Well, I'm not sure how you do these. Anyway, I got one on Sunday, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Let me go back. There we go. Colin Wilson's invite expired. They all do. There, you last Sunday, 5 to 5, I don't know what you're doing. Okay, part 2, no disrespect to the band Dragon, but you'll see in part 2. Right, but before that, answer salt per day, last Sunday, 9:16 a.m, that's in the a.m, but I should have been, I've been a Sunday. At Typo Error, what is your opinion on that sun vid? I mean, I can try and do it in his voice. What's your opinion on that sun vid? Right. So I watched the sun vid, and there's a fella who spends about 18 minutes telling us, you know, he must be into it, he must watch it every, you know, he's set up, proper vigilant, you know. And then somebody runs, it looks like a, you should know, you used to be a pizza delivery boy, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did, yeah.
Well, you were a little girl, were you? But yeah, it looked nothing more than the, you know, the thing that a pizza comes on when it's in its box. Mm. Or do you just deliver yours in the box? Sound like, right?
Yeah. No, we used to make them from scratch. We made them from scratch.
All right.
I knew how much oil and whatnot and salt within it. back in the day. And then while I was there, this is quite interesting to me. The vegetables didn't come in fresh anymore. They came in plastic bags from somewhere else.
You were on about it, yeah.
Pieces just didn't taste as good. I just went.
Fresh. It was one of the rolled out years ago that the fact that they can. I forget what they do, but they put them through some rays, they bomb them with something. They'll stop them going wrong. But you're right, they taste like shit. Mangoes, tomatoes. Good guys have never been in that good, haven't they? But one or two. Yeah, everything tastes crap. You're right.
Yeah, I guess in Australia, because we've got such like good farmers markets here where you get different varieties of stuff.
Excellent diversity, yes.
Yeah, that's it. And everyone's an expert at what they do. Like whoever grows strawberries, whoever grows tomatoes or whatever, you know, as long as you've got a different and then...
Cash crops though, isn't it? It's a cash crop. The tomato was the first one. The Dutch got that. They had a couple of varieties called like Miss... Oh, get this one. One was called Moneymaker. Have you ever heard of that tomato? It's called Moneymaker. In other words, you got plenty of tomatoes on it. And I think that's invariably what they've been selling for fucking years in these supermarkets. It just don't taste of anything. Doesn't matter how much salt you put on them. They just don't taste like a tomato, do they?
That's right. Well, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, the money-maker tomato. I'm looking at now.
Yes, cropping it. But there again, it's a Hegelian dialectic, Rollo. I think you'll possibly agree with me, but there ain't any backup for anybody who knows better than me, though. But we do know there is an Hegelian dialectic at work, at play. And it's, you know, you can buy the shit tomatoes, or you can buy our special premium hand-picked, hand-rolled, you know, cut up by Rollo.com, you know. And,
Rollo.com.
But you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, I gotcha.
You force a premium on people by getting to the point where, yeah, well, we kept these nice peaches till later. But,
Do you like yellow peaches or white peaches?
Well, we get. I can't afford fruit. Tell you the truth, Rollo, really, it's you one of those, no, I can't afford it, because they're making it out of our reach, whereas the market was available to everybody. We used to go down the market where people earned a living, you know, weren't like, oh, we're farmers, we're the shabby middle classes, and we'd like to give you some fresh organic nonsense, because we learned that there's a couple of quid in it, you know. These were people who had a fucking hundred weights of produce around, and at the end of the day, at the close of play, as it were, they used to fuck a lot of it away, you know, so you could get, like, you know, they weren't that bothered, unless you made an habit of it, I suppose, but now it's all supermarkets, so that's that, isn't it? You know,
sure, what are your supermarkets there in England? There's three or four. Do you got Aldi? You got Aldi?
Yes, Aldi, you know, I'm a fan of Aldi's and Lidl's in a way, but I think the co-op would have been enough for us, just one shop. Don't give us the idea of choice. Because really, there's only the one firm, isn't it? There's only the one firm running them all. But the stockholders seem to think they're, you know, you can jump about. I don't know.
You got Walmart down there as well.
Well, there's one that goes on about Northern Dairy's influence after the war, isn't it? Northern Dairy's, Northern Foods, you know, their infiltration, Marks and Spencer's, the co-op.
Marks and Spencer's, I remember them, that's right. The Jewish firm, isn't it?
Pyramid selling cheap, but that's not the case now, is it?
Sorry, you broke up there. Say again.
I believe his muscle, old man, whatever his name was, his muscle was pile them high and sell them cheap.
Sell them cheap. Now, that's Marks and Spencer's. Now, we had Harris.
Whatever his name was, old man.
Which is an Arab guy, right? Like, what was his name?
Teach him retail, teach him also.
I've watched every episode of whatever it was, Jeremy Lloyd and production. What's it called? Are You Being Served?
I'm free! I'm free!
That was the most, to me, that was irritating when I was a kid. It was irritating, you know, because I was possibly a snotty-nosed punk, or thought I was.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to go back and watch it now, because the gags weren't gags, were they, really? They didn't really make you laugh. They were there to comment on, you know, it was very harsh in its way. But it was given that glitzy kind of, not glitzy, but, you know, it was appeal to everybody. Children liked it, didn't they?
Yeah, what's not to like? I mean, look, one of my favourite Brit sitcoms, it was only played once, is Are You Being Served? No, not Are You Being Served.
This was the programming. This was the inherent predictive programming. They made fun of outfits like that. Filling up, there's a shit up, we call it Anglo-Saxon pig onion. It's called Sully Up the Road from Us. And they still have a kind of shop that works. You know, I mean, I don't think they'll go to skint now. They've had their dealing with that's the phrase. They'll be there forever, I suppose. Beaties. But it was touch and go for them forever, you know. The geezer who run the carpet shop didn't know what he was talking about. But they've hung in there, and it's just
happening. Yeah, we have that in Australia now. We have, like, Bunnings where people have no idea about hardware or whatever, because everything comes in from China, and it's just, like, this massive supermarket.
They hung in there, fucking, you know, thick-skinned as you come. Everything was too dirty. They'll never survive, and they survived because of fucking Lord Mayor now, up somewhere. Yeah. And, but the Are You Being Served was a little bit like Stepson and Son. It was there to ridicule proper businesses. You know, you made your living doing that. Oh, well, he worked in the old shop, and he worked in the scrapyard, and then just ended up with Minders and Arthur Dailies, and then they got us into something else. And now everybody's in the service industry. I've learned a new term today. And
What do you think of Alf Garnett? Was Alf Garnett? I didn't think they couldn't replay any of that, could they?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking nice. Right?
What about what do you think of it? Yeah, we weren't
as smart as we thought we were, so that's a wackatory. I'm sure there's plenty of people who used to look at
What about old British sitcoms? What about the Summer Wine? What's it called?
I couldn't fucking have that to save my life. Now the one-off, you know, like the Play for Today, the kind of.
Oh yeah, the Play for Today. Yeah, Tom Baker was in one with Maggie Smith in 1972.
I think many of these.
Download it. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, the Millionaires, it was called. Yeah,
it was done in 1972. I probably saw it the first time now. I don't need to see it again. I'm not a media head, am I? But the point was, you know, when they made one-offs, bespoke bits of tailored stuff, like Dennis Pusser, I mean, I'm not going to go back and watch Cold Lazarus.
Yes, he made good stuff, I liked his.
They told us he did. They told us here there was an intellectual, somebody you could trust, somebody that, you know, is going to give you the Emmys, you know, they're going to give you the truth.
He did Dennis Potter did he do Pennies from Heaven and
he got us into that shoot.
And the other one that I really liked with Michael Gambon he had a skin disease. What was that called?
Skin Detective. But that was more or less just a rehash of Pennies from Heaven, isn't it? People breaking into song in a surreal way. But he's got, you know, he's. And then he was on everybody's tongue, wasn't he? We all knew who he was. There he is. But his last two works, when they said, oh, great playwright dying, the first time Melvin Bragg's ever had the chance to speak to the world's greatest living fucking playwright. A lot of people have had their noses put out of joint, wouldn't they, if they'd have said that? Tom, what's his name for a start? But anyway, he interviewed himself having his colonic cancer. The BBC commissioned two shows off of him. One with Albert Finney, one with somebody else who you can't, you know. One
with Albert Finney. He's Welsh, isn't he? Welsh.
I don't know.
He was my favourite role. There were two two ones. One was Aaron Brockovich, and the other one was
I've never seen
the Browning version. The Browning version. Have you ever seen those two films?
No, but I read the book of the Browning version, so.
God, it makes you cry, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah. Made the sterner stuff in that roller.
Oh,
I did like.
No, I'm saying that that's still, and yeah, that guy in the Browning version breaks down at the end. It was beautifully written when he realizes his whole life is based on, and when a young kid comes up,
because
he was a bastard. He's basically a bastard. He wasn't a nice guy, but he had that. And I'm sure a lot of Pink Floyd songs were based on the Browning version.
Well, yeah, of course it was that, you know, the middle class, the shabby middle classes hanging out. They got given a name, didn't they, in music?
I'm just saying the Albert Finney version of the movie made from the book is actually quite wonderful, and I thought,
he had become Albert Finney by then, though, hadn't he? He was think about it. After Tom Jones, there weren't a lot, was there? Tom Shoe.
Oh, Tommy Jones.
Tom Jones has got the wrong film.
Tom Jones is fine. Didn't he get like women throwing in
nickels? Better than the Kubrick. Well, he was better than Barry Lyndon. It's more or less the same tale. Then.
Barry Lyndon. Yeah.
Is it Richard Lester?
Yeah. You know too way too much more. I do.
I haven't.
I like it, though. I like it. I mean, Tom Jones,
was it Tom Jones?
He's Welsh, right? He's Welsh, isn't he? He's from Wales.
I might have got the wrong fucking film, then.
Don't worry Albert Finney. Sorry about it. Like, Albert Finney is...
It came to everybody's attention in the northern gritty drama called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, where he was nobbing a Billy called Rachel Summerton or other. Rachel, obviously. Rachel Roberts, that.
Rachel, yeah, she left when I...
He works.
I turned the mic on to talk to the Lovecraft from Sweden. Thank you for joining us. Rachel just went, I don't want to be a part of this. Why not? Come on. She just, I don't want to be a part of this.
You
a big shout-out to Rachel. She's
glad to cover, Rachel.
Oh, I don't know. I think she's cool. I mean, she just didn't want to be on air today. That's fine. She's normally, I've only met her like a month ago, and she's only been a donor for a few months at fakeologist.com. But she's like, totally professional. Whereas me and you, Typo, we know a lot of stuff, but we're not totally professional. You know,
I can't Photoshop.
I can't do it either. I mean, not a little bit. I can grab the lasso in fashion and throw something there, but I can't make it look real, or I can't make it go big.
You can dish it.
Back in the day, I was actually quite good at GIFs. GIFs. I used to like doing them because I used to run a baseball club, and so I wanted to put the animated GIFs on the thing to make people, you know, just enjoy themselves basically. So I had mates like, you know, with beer being poured over their head or whatever, you know, just stuff like that. You know, simple, you know, stuff. Because
I met a lot of
Americans in that. Yeah, in those 2 years that I ran the club.
Taking over your
We had a lot of Americans that came over here, and they were so nice, so polite. Did anyone think that Americans are... the only obnoxious ones are the ones in charge.
Like China? What did you say? The ones in China, did you say?
No, in charge.
Oh, I thought you said the ones in China.
No, in China. I mean, fuck. Chinese people, like... I mean, not a bit racist or anything. I just see Chinese people basically.
But you're closer to China. You're closer to China than you are America, aren't you?
As far as I'm aware, I think China's up there. I've never been there.
I know that.
America's over there. I'm pointing, but you can't see. But I'm pointing.
You know what these Americans are like? As soon as you need her help, nowhere to be fucking seen.
World War II, are you talking about that?
Nice of the great gag.
The great gag was, wasn't it? Like, you know, when the Americans joined the war in the Second World War, they go, oh, you fucking turned up like 3.5 years late, you fucking cunts.
But at least they've never stopped fighting, haven't they? See, what's the right hand of it? They've never stopped having wars, haven't they? Whereas at least we stood down for a bit.
They've got a, I mean, it's a hangover. It's what's called a hangover, right? So there's a massive military. I mean, America is like a military economy, yeah. So it's a hangover.
He knows a Trump, but Trump's a businessman. Businessman.
He's a fucking legend. He's a fucking legend businessman.
Yeah, but you knew about him before ever, you know. I mean, he's been in the eye for 25, 30 years. And they ain't like fucking Trump. Anyway, I took no notice. Never, I've seen him maybe twice in the past. I took no notice of Prentice anyway. Anyway, he's the president now, so I'm glad I never...
Yeah. You know, I'm glad he is, too. I'm glad he is. Someone who's media savvy, someone who's media savvy, and someone who's not a goddamn warmonger. He's got that John Bolton cunt behind him now. I don't know why he would have brought that Bolton...
I don't know.
Cunt.
Cabinet. If I was Trump,
fuck Bolton right off. Fuck off, Bolton. Because Bolton is a fucking... wicked piece of shit.
All right, I've been absolutely serious here. I mean...
Yeah, I am too. I am.
100% you put me on record as this, right?
Yeah,
and it is, of sorts, a level playing field. Forget the gatekeepers, forget all the... What's this, right? Mm. There is no reason, as a unit, for want of a better word, as a cohort, for want of a better word... As a rough ragtag band of fellow travellers, if you like, there is no reason why, seeing as he nicks our fucking code word, fake, right? There is no reason that we can't twist him every fucking day. Never mind Anon, QAnon, right? Getting an inside fucking gen on this. We should be twittering before he gets off his fucking presidential toilet. You know what I mean? We should have a presence, a little bit of penetration in the White House, is all I'm saying. But Rachel will have to do that because I'm fucking busy. She's the only other one that speaks English, isn't she? What's going on, man? Got a glunk in the... Oh, look. My screensaver's a lovely. Dear Donald. What's happened there? Ah, smoke! Be right back. That'll give me an opportunity to go over last week's news. Yesterday's news. Tomorrow's news, in fact. Fucking hell, I wish we had a sponsor. I feel like doing an advert roller. Read out some of that. Come here, come and have your hair done. If your cat's got fleas and he's manky and stinks, fucking hell, I don't stink. You need some of these. Advantage. Cat poison. At the back of his neck. Watch him bleed. I don't think we get any sponsors selling that. Fleas are fake, anyway. At least in European fleas. Oh, there's a picture of you. Look. On my desktop.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
You want to keep listening? Where are we, though? We're not in the...
You could talk the legs off a table. You can talk the legs off a table. I'm still pissed off with you that you didn't make that flight from, you know, to come over to Mez. Me and Del Quar were waiting for you, and we wanted you to come with us.
It would have been perfect as well, really. It would have been...
Yeah, like, don't worry. I'm going to get back to the UK sometime soon. And, we will have fun. Me, you, Tom Dalper, and the rest of the crew here at fakeologist.com. Yeah. I think we will have a really good time.
We won't be a patch on the back.
Real.
Did you see that?
If Frank comes with us. I've got a bucket of his salt right here.
You said you're going to eat it in one go.
I was going to do it.
Why don't you snort it?
He's on the front too. Look at he's on the front. South Salt, it's called. Oh, it's brilliant.
Is it? How much does that go out in?
I don't know. I didn't pay for it. He just sent it to me for free. I just plug it. howtotakecareofyourpenis.com.
Good point. How do you take care of your penis.com?
Well, you have to go there and find out.
Fuck it. You stick it in salt, it'll wither away like mine.
Mine's so pathetic. Yeah. So did someone just join us? Hold on, here we go.
Otherwise we'd be talking.
Phil Blank. Dancing
with myself. It's pretty
hard. I'm you, Phil. Phil, g'day. Okay. How you doing? What's going on, man? I'm here with Typo. Have you met Typo before? Typo Error is from England, and Phil's from... You're Florida? You're a Floridian?
No, I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
Meet you, Typo.
Good to meet you again, Phil. How are the rabbits?
Yummy.
You fucking hell, yeah. Good idea, that, wasn't it? What are you doing with the fur? Oh, you're going to love this, Phil. You're going to love this. I've picked up a new term, something that everybody can understand.
And
it's ECC, right? ECC. And that stands for... Early Career Conservationist.
What?
That's Early Career Conservationist. Makes sense once you've heard it, doesn't it? I never knew what they were, but they're Early Career Conservationists. They're not quite sure they want to conserve anything yet.
How do you do early Career Conservationist?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't think you need to get the tree planters blues, though, but... It's one of those things. I was delighted. It was a delighting, charming thing. I don't know, start them early. You know, what is it they say? Get the twig, bend the branch, or something like that. Early ECC. I thought it was something to do with, like, you know, putting probes into your brain and giving you a little shot in the arm or something. But now it turns out, if you want to catch them early career conservations, you might be exporting into America soon, trying to save your deserts.
Did you come up with it?
I read it in a leaflet. But, you know, it's one of them. I think people are going to start referring to them. Well, I'm an ECC, as opposed to an LCC, which is probably got Roman numerology involved in. Don't want to get any deeper, really, Phil. Yeah, rabbits, good source of protein.
If you eat...
That's the last time...
Meat and just greens, it's a good, healthy diet. I've seen people lose weight on it, and quite healthy. And you can go vegetarian, too, which is what I've done. I've just gone the vegetarian route.
I flirted with it years ago, and I found it hard. But I was more prepared.
It's hard to do because I have a dog. I have to buy chicken because she won't.
Kangaroos.
I surely eat kangaroos. Yeah.
Bit of roux, yeah. My cats would love a bit of roux.
Yeah.
I think they get it in my, they just make eggs.
You can get it every different way here, like chips. Like chips, she loves chips where they deep fry it and just chip it up. And there's other ways where they make it into like jerky, like beef jerky, like is a thing that people like.
People are very soft when it comes to their animals, aren't they? Talking of sponsors, I mean, I know we're all fucking nutcakes.
Definitely.
But, you know, even nutcases have animals, don't they, you know? and delivered.
I don't want to. I don't want to be in the nutcase club.
But you know, look, if you think that is enough for that, if everybody's got to buy their fucking dog food, and you might as well knock a bit of dog food out, you know, some treats, chummy treats, fake chummy treats, 12 days.
Yeah, we have excellent farmers markets here. Mostly what she likes to eat is.
But that's a social.
Chicken
thigh. That's a lifestyle choice. I want to go and hang around. Nobody wants to hang around with fucking farmers. They all hang around in markets. That was very below, you know, that was very downstairs. And now, all the fucking lower middle.
You remember the good life? Remember the good life? Like, what was it?
Front
yard in Surbiton.
Very charming characters, weren't they? All of them. Yeah, they won their art, sir, with a cute button.
What was her name? Her name was Felicity Kendall.
Yeah. And the other one, she was harsh, wasn't they? They were softening it up for
Penny Keith, Penelope Keith, right?
Yeah, and she obviously was EGI, wasn't she?
She was badly written because, like, her lines that she was told to deliver.
You fucking.
Were obviously come from a 50-year-old, and she's delivering it as a 30-year-old. I'm going. You know, when you get a bit older, you kind of work that out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe this.
I watched a film the other day, a horror film. You know, it's a genre. Oh, quick buck here. People obviously get a production. Got a couple. And it was all right. It was slick enough. But the fucking dialogue, right? Every character and the people, you know, they were all right. He was the right man for the job. But the trouble was, they all sounded like they came out of Grand Hill or something. And the hard-bitten detective, he sounded like she sounded, she sounded like he, you know, there's no differentiation between any of the characters. It was shameless.
Yeah, you've got to be nuanced, I think is the term, when it comes to writing characters. It was this new thing where, what's it called? It was called, with David Tennant, what was it called? Where the guy or the kid apparently supposed to have fallen off a cliff or something. What was that called? It's a new thing. But the kids in the actual show were talking like adults. There's no way, or children, kids, children, whatever you want to call them.
I know what you mean.
Their dialogue was wrong.
It has to be a conscious decision, doesn't it? You know, I mean, you can't ever have everybody talking like they just fell out of a Dickens novel, can you? And about the closest you get to, like, get posh speak is people go, indeed, obviously, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, butterflies and that, they're gobshites, you know.
Gobshites. I love the term gobshites. I think it's one of Tom's favourite terms for politicians. Gobshites, yeah. It's good. Chris Chibnall produced it, and now he's the showrunner of Doctor Who. Do you know that they've made Doctor Who into a woman? Can you fucking believe that?
My mate Jimmy's into Doctor Who, and he gave me an update. I ain't seen him for a bit. But, yeah, I think, you know, when they got the kid who was just a wee bit too public school for anybody's. And so he told me, but now I fucking know that. That's an interesting one about Doctor Who, though, isn't it? It first aired on the day that Kennedy was shot.
Oh, the day after, that's right, when it went to air.
Oh, right.
That's right. Sidney Newman produced it, and Verity Lambert, Jew. She's a Jewish girl. And she goes, what do you know about kids? Nothing at all. So she, once they brought the Daleks in, because nobody was interested in the historicals much back then, the historical, because that's what Sidney Newman wanted. He wanted historicals. He didn't want bug-eyed monsters or something like that, you know. But what rated? What rated? Fucking Daleks. And that's why the show lasted as long as it has. It's been taken over now SJW hate speech. All of this bullshit now is just.
I stopped watching it when Tom Baker got the job. I never watched it after he got the job.
Oh, you never. You didn't like Tom's stuff?
I got
I'll tell you what. Watch the first. Listen to the. Watch the first three seasons that Philip Hinchcliffe produced it. It's all piss takes on, what was it called? Hammer Horror. That's all it is.
All right. I very much remember Patrick Troughton, Almost Live. I remember that.
Oh, brilliant.
Watching it on
brilliant.
Telly. I do remember watching it on telly, you know, over my head. But I remember it. Yeah. You know, it's burnt in there, if you like. Now, who came after him? That'd just be John Pertwee.
Pertwee.
Okay, so I carried on watching it, but I wasn't, like, into Doctor Who, because it was a bit ropey, wasn't it? You know, it was a bit...
Well, I guess to bring the subject back to I like psychologists, is...
Tomorrow's World.
Doctor Who is science, like, you must remember... Space 1999
and... I heard one about there, clutching at straws, I think.
What was the one that they filmed in England? It was wonderful with UFO. Martin Landau.
Yeah, Martin Landau, UFO, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They all wear the cheesecloth underwear.
Yeah. So we got these. I mean, I don't believe there is a thing such as outer space or planets.
I'm not going to knock
it. I do like science.
We can explore together. We can explore the truth together here. But if you wanted something, a little bit of a diversion in a way, because I haven't got access and I can't post links for some reason, right?
Right.
Now, it's called Dark Moon Rising with Tommy Lee Jones, right? No kidding.
Yeah.
And if you put in something like Towers Scene, right? You're going to get a bit of a shock there unless you've seen it. Because I hadn't seen it, and I don't know what I was doing. Anyway, I was checking out reactions. I entered the word reactions in YouTube. And at the bottom of it, the second or third page, even though I can speed read.
It's actually called Black Moon Rising, 1986 science fiction film.
All right, then. Wilson series is asleep and not on duty. Check out the DeLorean, right?
Yeah, written by John Carpenter, so you know it's going to be good. Yeah.
Well, is it? You check out how shit it really is.
But I've never seen it.
Have a look. It's got that Linda Hamilton in it, and she's turning up in horror films now.
She is too, yeah. Robert Morse.
She's never scary in screen person. She only played a woman in the booth who gives him his 2 quid.
I'm going to put that on my mission today. I've got a few things I've got to do today, but Black Moon Rising is a film I watched today.
Don't watch it.
John Carpenter wrote it.
It's a load of shit. But the point
I don't care if it's a load of shit. I want to see that scene. What's the scene again that you said?
I don't know, but it's like the car crash scene. Don't go for the HD. You got a tunnel in there. But yeah, it's about 2 minutes, and he's in this crappiest fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
But funny enough, I watched a film called Update the other week, which I think is an Australian production. It's pretty good. And they were driving a crappy car, very much like that, and it was a driverless car. But go on, have a look at it. And he drives from tower to the other, a bit like, and he enters the tower a bit like a plane. Just, you know, have a look and see what you think. It's not the Twin Towers.
Well, I liked, when it comes to John Carpenter, I mean, They Live and The Fog were two of my favourite films.
Well, they're releasing Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis again, aren't they?
Oh, good Lord.
Good Lord.
How can you have Halloween without, who was the main guy in Halloween?
Donald Pleasance.
Yes, Donald Pleasance. How can you have Halloween without him?
How can you have... Halloween without Donald Pleasance, good point. Oh, Rolo, talking about cabaret acts, do you think we'd run into trouble if we played Slow Down AC Akadaka to bluesy, smoky, jazzy things.
Go for it. And, play it now. Play it now.
No, I can't. But I don't want to run into...
You can't? Or would you just call me a cunt?
I knew that, so he should say it, Rick. He's,
Rick's the cool. We're going to go and see Susie. We're going to go. We're going to go and see Susie Quattro and Baby Angels.
We're going to go and see
the Angels. Yeah, we're going to go and see it with Rick next year. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Is Rick pulling the strings on that one? No.
I just said I'll buy you the ticket as long as we can stay at your place. Because I'll get him to sign Delcroix's book. Delcroix gave me The Boy Who Kicked Pigs by Tom Baker. And he put a lovely, He put a lovely poem in the front. And then when I went and met Frank, the salt guy, announced the salt bidet, how to take care of your penis.com, I got Frank to sign my book, or Tom Baker's book, which is autographs in. He just wrote two words, stay detached.
Stay detached.
Yeah, stay detached is what Frank's new motto is now. Like,
he had the best line yesterday, is when you were on a boat putting mangoes in your bra.
I've been watching too much of an 8.5 hot mum.
Yeah, Frank's gone, we should call him Womango. I mean, it was a good line, but everybody was thinking about their next time, wasn't it?
I think Dave J brought up mangoes, and I went, yeah! I hate the damn things. Oh, yuck.
He did a pretty good job of describing the fibrous ones, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to pick your own. He's a bit of a jet setter, isn't he? And he worked for Seagate and Western Digital.
That's right.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? I don't care.
I give him a lot of respect. If he wants to talk about Jodie Gillard, Julia Gillard and Jodie Foster being the same person, I give them all the time in the world now because I've spoken to them long enough. I kind of get where they're coming from when it comes to actors. But back in the day, I couldn't cope with them saying they were literally the same person. They're talking figuratively. They're not talking literally the same person.
Well, it's one of those 50 things we have to believe before breakfast if we want to be successful podcasters, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all... I can't work out what's going on, brother.
Oh, that's all right. Typo, you know what I like about you? You're kind of fearless when it comes to podcasts. You just sort of come in and you're fearless. And you don't mind if people take a crack at you. Yeah, I don't mind.
We all need some sponsors. You know, I mean, if it's going to be a health warning, we should do that. Smoking
it. Plug your own website. Typo. Plug your own website. What is it?
It's under construction.com.
Under?
Underconstruction.com.
There you go. If you want to go see Typo's work, what do you do? Do you just mix up tunes and whatnot, or is that
concrete?
What you do?
You mix up concrete.
Underconstruction.com. All right.
Oh, I tell you what.
I'm going to have to take the dog for a walk. I'm not blowing going off. Oh, well, I'll have a smoke at the same time. That's damn sure. Yeah. Then I'll probably go and hook up with the next door neighbor and, cause she's going to a 1920s, you remember the 20s?
She's going to get a flapper.
Yeah, with a short dress and, you know, the 20s style, you know, with prohibition and whatnot.
Some of the women look very attractive in those days.
Well, I was smoking a cigarette through one of these long flute things.
Oh, I know.
You know that they used to smoke in the 20s? You whack the cigarette in the end, and it just doesn't
work. Some of them would have been very elaborate.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put a photograph of me.
I don't vape.
I try.
No, I don't fucking vape, but you know how much they are, don't you?
No.
I mean, you get cheap ones, but they're like a lot of money. Could have got
Can you get TSD vapes, can you?
Yeah, you know when Dave, Jay, was talking about all his dope growing experts? I didn't realise he was that fucking Dave, Jay. I didn't own it. Mm. And his back catalogue and all. But I always, look at Jan Irving. He got dupes and he had his fucking photographs taken with every head, didn't he? Everything smiling, putting his hand in some fucking old nippy, used to fucking steal shit off man's into them.
Let me just upload this picture of me smoking this crazy thing. I'll upload it to, where will I put it? I'll put it in,
they're very nice.
I'll put it in general, so I'll save that there.
Rick said it's $20 for about half, not half ounce, what is it, 50 grams. You're paying $20 Australian.
Oh, it's rolling. Yeah, it's retarded, yeah.
Don't you grow your own tobacco in Australia? You think you'd be able to?
Australian
brand. There we go. Oh, thanks.
So anyone who's still listening to fakeholders.com, there's me fagging away. That's in general.
Oh, I can't get in there.
Okay. I'm gonna go and take the dog for a walk. It's 10:24 in the AM. It is the Friday the 21st of September 2018.
Friday the 21st, we're on the cusp, just coming out of what's it going into the next one, isn't it?
That's the one.
My daughter's birthday yesterday or today.
Oh, a happy birthday. Sing a happy birthday. Come on.
Well, I ain't going to do that, am I? That'd be bad. She liked Michael Jackson.
I'm glad you've got a daughter. Hey, you've got a daughter, and I'd be proud to have a father like you. You're a great guy.
Trouble with her, when she was growing up, she liked Michael Jackson and there was nothing you could do to dissuade her. And she's just grown up as one of those kids who's got Michael Jackson and everything and everything after it, you know. Must be heartbreaking for her.
Well,
put their faith in these types, shouldn't
they? Yeah, well, at least she's got a father like you. Tell her, well, if you can. Because, kids listen to their
Michael
parents.
Jackson. It's rubbish. I wasn't, you couldn't say shit like that. Madam, I was like, what are you letting them listen to that crap for?
That's my father. My father said, he called it C-rap. Like, crap.
Well, Michael Jackson is crap. I don't care what you say.
Well, yeah. I disagree. Yeah. I mean, he's got good song.
Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep. Go on, But that's because you live in a fucking treehouse and you used to rubbish like
that's it.
All right. The birds and parrots.
You keep going, Typo. I'm going to take the...
What shall I do? Shall I encourage people to come and...
Go on. See if you can say it.
What happens if Gaia turns up? What happens if...
I spoke to him a couple of times off air and he kind of... I think he's been I don't know what it is with he feels unappreciated a little bit. I don't know. I love the guy a bit, and I'd love him to come back, especially for those 9/11. Those 9/11 chats, I wanted him back big time, but he said, no, I'm not coming.
He's not coming back. Is he busy? What's he doing?
As long as he's happy, I don't mind. If I get to Colombia, or he wants to come to the UK when I come and meet you, one of the greatest guys.
Don't come right there before you've been to Colombia, will you? Go to Colombia and then come back. Do what you like when you get back. Give him my regards, anyway.
Absolutely. Okay, mate.
Tell him...
I'll catch you later.
Yo-yo, here is Missum, and you'll be listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. What you tripping for?